listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Come rally with the Dog Pound at the 2015 Cleveland Browns Fan Fest on Saturday, June 6th at the Cleveland Convention Center. Meet Browns players and alumni, including the 2015 Browns rookie class, with autograph sessions throughout the day. Hear from the Browns coaches, front office members, and more. Get your tickets now on clevelandbrowns.com or on the Browns mobile app. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Time to bring in Jason Gibbs for a little after further review.
After further review.
Happy Tuesday, boys.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Weather's a little warmer. Shorts, back-to-back days.
A little humidity with some rain.
That's fine. Let's go. I can play golf in this.
That's right.
Question number one today, guys. Which draft pick has the best chance to start on opening day?
Which draft pick has the best chance? I'm going to tell you which draft pick will start on opening day.
Oh,
and that is
prediction.
Ray Farmer's favorite, Danny Shelton. We went and got him at 12 for a reason. He will be a big part of who we are week one.
I think from the Browns draft this year, I think Danny Shelton starts week one. I think Cam Irving starts week one. And then I think you're going to see Nate Orchard, Duke Johnson, Xavier Cooper all mixing in sub-packages.
Agreed.
After further review.
Question number two, gentlemen. Fill in the blank. I would have given the Browns a higher grade in this draft if they had done what?
I would have given the Browns a better grade in this draft had they traded back into the second round and got a wide receiver at some point in the second round, which is, in most cases, the guy would have been Jalen Strong, who would have met an extreme need here at wide receiver.
If you could have gotten one guy?
No, not one guy, but traded back. What would have increased my grade?
I'll tell you what. A-plus would have been Doriel Green Beckham.
Come back up
into the second round. Get Doriel Green Beckham. Then you trade down. You still get Nate Orchard. I think that would have been an A++++++.
Sure plus. About that?
Yes.
Not that you guys gave anybody a bad grade. Like, they've gotten good marks.
No, B+. But A, Doriel Green Beckham makes an A+.
Did you ask Ray about that at all?
I asked him yesterday if he was going to be, if Doriel Green Beckham was on the board, and he pled the fifth.
Well, yeah, you asked about guys with issues.
Well, yeah.
I did like that little reference, though.
The Chappelle Show?
Yeah. A little Chappelle Show reference.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.
Yeah.
After further review.
Question number three today, guys. Ray Farmer did tell us yesterday he liked one quarterback outside of the top two. Was there a quarterback in this draft outside of the top two that you would have wanted to see the Browns draft?
No, there wasn't for me. And the reason why is because I think – and even if you look at the draft, looking back, all those guys, you know, Hundley and Petty going where they went, it was very clear there was a significant drop-off after the top two who went first and second overall for a reason. And I believe that if you added a Petty, a Mannion, a Hundley into this group, you would have just been cogging it up with just another body who would deserve snaps and in some cases take away from the development of Johnny Manziel or Josh McCown in this offense.
I would have taken Hundley when he was on the board in the fifth. I would have gotten into the fifth round and taken a swing at him, because what other fifth rounder could end up having that big of an impact on your franchise? Why not? 2 years ago, he would have been a top 20 pick. So all of a sudden, you know, he's not. That's fine. There are warts on him, obviously. But he has an opportunity to develop and has the same developmental process to go through as Johnny Manziel. But he's got better size. He's got a better arm. So you'd have the opportunity to send those two through and compete. I don't think there would be much doubt that he has higher upside than Connor Shaw or Thad Lewis. So you are improving your quarterback room, and I think that you're getting a guy who could ultimately become the guy. So I would have taken a swing at the plate on Brett Hundley in the fifth round when he was still on the board.
After further review.
Question number four today, guys. I know everybody got a chance to check it out on Saturday night. Spent some quality time with my good friend Dave DeRosa over at the Harry Buffalo in Parma Heights.
Nice.
Packed, man. There was a party and a half going on Saturday night. Might have been a Browns player, too, there. No names, please, though, however. but a good time was had by all. Pacquiao supposedly having shoulder surgery. I guess his shoulder was pretty messed up before the fight. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Would you watch a rematch?
Nope.
Of Mayweather-Pacquiao?
No.
Why?
No. Oh, no. No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Simply because I cannot, after watching that fight, shoulder injury or not, presume there's going to be a different outcome. Simply because that fight went exactly as many thought it would. Go to a decision. Both of them get a huge payday. And again, I think the shoulder injury, the rehab, just draws everybody in again for some buildup. Like Manny Pacquiao is going to be a different guy in another fight. And so, no, you're not going to get my money.
I mean, I'd probably watch it again, but I would, instead of being the person hosting, I would have go watch it somewhere where
it was free.
I'll take
the still photos, you know, updates on ESPN.
I just think I would watch it if they said, all right, this fight will end in a knockout.
Not going to happen.
Where they will fight 12, 20, 40 rounds until somebody gets knocked out.
Not going to happen.
It See, should, though.
I mean,
if you really want pay-per-view numbers, that should be the rule, right?
Or
otherwise,
you know, or you know what?
Not gonna happen.
I'm going to guarantee everybody, you know, you're going to get money, but you're going to get double what you're going to make if you knock them out.
Yeah.
Doesn't care. They don't care.
They don't. And that's why boxing's gone downhill, and it's sad
for
to
sure.
see. And, I mean, that's the thing. Everybody's criticizing it, but Mayweather did exactly what Mayweather does.
Absolutely.
He
and
did
also
it
too,
to a T.
You're right. And again, just in boxing in general, name another fight you'd like to see besides Pacquiao Mayweather.
In boxing right now,
boxing.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing. But I'd watch it again. Oh, yeah.
Not me.
Cocktail it up.
After further review.
Excuse to drink.
Speaking of beers and drinking, it is Cinco de Mayo. Mexican beer or margaritas, gentlemen?
My favorite, and this is a shout-out to Dedan Tequilas. I believe they have
good place.
A location over in Amherst, Ohio,
yes.
Close to my home in Lorain. And what they do, and I don't know, there's a name for it, but I don't know off the top of my head, but it is a mucho margarita with a little 8-ounce Corona pouring its way into it. So I'm going to go both.
It's like a fishbowl.
It is like a fishbowl.
Yeah, I do
and
like the fishbowl.
Heaven on earth, especially today.
I'm going to go, no question, margarita. A jalapeno margarita is exactly what the doctor ordered, and I will be having
a jalapeno jalapeno margarita? I've never had one of those.
You never had a jalapeno margarita?
No.
Me neither.
Oh, my.
I don't like hot.
Now, margarita, on the rocks or frozen? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little foo-foo. I go frozen.
On the rocks, salt.
No, just rocks.
No, I got to go frozen.
Salt, no
rocks,
salt.
Salt.
Got to go salt.
And muddled jalapenos, fresh jalapenos.
I am so intrigued by the jalapeno margarita.
The best drink ever. When I go to New York for CBS, I got everybody there. Everybody was hooked on it.
I might have to take advantage of that.
Get in there. Yeah, try it out. You can even do it at your own house. If you make margaritas at your own house, just buy a fresh jalapeno, chop it up, throw like 3 slices in there, mix it around with straw, and quite delicious.
Huh.
Yeah.
I like it.
Little heat, good flavor. It's the way to go, man.
I take full advantage of that.
I feel like I've done something great for you.
You have done something great for me because margaritas, man.
Are you a hot guy, Gibbs?
Little heat, a lot of heat. The more the better, man.
All right. Okay.
Like there is nothing better than a dozen hot wings at my place, the Trolley House.
But you do love that place.
Trolley House is where?
I'm telling you, it's in Olmsted Falls.
All right. It's not too far from me. I'm
going
to give it a shot this week.
You tell me when. Thursdays are taco nights.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do they have a wing day?
They do have a wing day.
What are like 40-cent wings or something like that? That's when I just want to get, you know.
I think it's like $3 for a dozen. I think they just do it by the dozen.
I could do $6 for 24.
Yeah, something like that.
Then they got to kick off our lead song. It's going down for real.
Dude, I'm serious, man. They got their food is phenomenal.
So how many beers do you drink with 24 hot wings?
See, I don't like to drink a lot while I'm eating.
Oh,
I really don't.
How do you not drink cold beer with hot wings?
I have a couple.
Okay.
You know, it's all about creating the base for what happens later on in the year. you
got
to have that little base at the bottom to
True.
Soak up some things.
I hear you.
Things happen.
Yes.
I think that's it for the
review. All right, good. Well, we'll be back right after this to wrap things up on this Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.